The Red Scare wasn't just fear of communism. It was a calculated attack on the labor movement, designed to silence organizers, dismantle unions, and protect the interests of corporations and the rich. And it's still happening today. Red Scare is used to refer to periods of intense anti-communist suspicion in the US. Red was shorthand for communist or socialists alike, a label designed to spark fear. But the Red Scare wasn't about protecting democracy. It was about shaping public opinion and convincing people that labor organizers were enemies, that immigrants were dangerous, and that solidarity was sedition. And it worked. The first Red Scare began around 1919. After a wave of strikes following the Russian Revolution, the US government cracked down hard. The Palmer raid saw thousands of radicals arrested. Homes were raided without warrants, and immigrants deported without trial. People were targeted for their ideas, for printing socialist newspapers, handing out union pamphlets, or simply being foreign-born. The message was clear. Organizing is dangerous. And they didn't stop there. The second Red Scare, McCarthyism, resurrected that fear. It followed the largest strike wave in American history in 1945 and 1946. And it went beyond the well-known Hollywood blacklist. It reached classrooms, workplaces, and union halls. Public workers signed loyalty oaths. Union leaders had to swear they weren't communists or be purged. Anti-communist politicians passed the Taft-Hartley Act, which devastated worker power. And the Red Scare isn't quite over. In January 2025, Donald Trump illegally fired the chair of the National Labor Relations Board, effectively halting the agency's ability to protect workers' rights. He stripped federal workers of collective bargaining rights, citing national security. The White House made the motive clear. Certain federal unions have declared war on President Trump's agenda. Unions called it what it was: retaliation. And earlier this month, ICE violently detained a labor organizer in Washington state who had fought for overtime pay and heat protections for farm workers. Once again, the government is using fear and executive power to break a chance at solidarity, keeping workers afraid, silencing dissent, and keeping corporations and the rich in charge. I'll leave you with this eerily relevant quote from Emma Goldman in 1919. At this very moment, there are 100 such political suspects held at Ellis Island. Not one of them is charged with any specific crime. One and all are accused of entertaining illegal views on political or social questions. Others were arrested in the factory, their workbench, or in the numerous recent raids of homes and peaceful meetings.